My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You see any of the Patriots game last night? There was no Guardians. So
I had no idea there was a I'm not playing stupid. I had no idea there was an NFL game last night.
You're not playing stupid. You are stupid.
It's Thursday. It's the beginning of a new week.
Yeah, man. What are you talking about?
Where was the game broadcast?
The game was broadcasted in New England, in Foxborough, where the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots did battle. And the Eagles won it 14-13. Drake May played. He went 6 of 11 in the game. Bailey Zappe played. Jacoby Brissett played. Nobody really played of any significance for the Philadelphia Eagles. Ramondre Stevenson was on the sideline. Steve Burton is a sideline reporter on the television network over there in New England. They do something a little bit differently. They're kind of trying to do like a Manning cast. I was watching this earlier this morning at like 3 a.m. They try to do like a Manning cast type of thing. It's pretty cool. Brian Hoyer is on the broadcast, by the way. Your guy is on the broadcast. But Steve Burton is the guy on the sidelines. And they had Ramondre Stevenson. And I don't know if you lead him wrong, but you've been a sideline reporter, Tone. You kind of know how this goes. Let me know, because I don't know how you could hate. I don't know how you can hate preseason football when you get gems like this.
I got to ask you about the guy who just left. How much are they going to miss him, and who's going to step up in his place?
Yeah, I miss Bill. That was one of my favorite coaches. But you know, Mayo is he's a great leader. He knows what he's doing with us. And yeah, I'm excited for Mayo, and I think we can get it done with him.
I wasn't talking about Mayo. I'm talking about your defensive teammate.
Why wouldn't you just go with it? Second of all, I'm sorry to just cut the clip off.
Audio like, courtesy of the Patriots Network. Go ahead.
Why even bother it, unless they were running a graphics package and there was video talking about Judon, right, who just left?
Right.
Why not just go with the answer that he gave? And then do another question about whoever you want to ask. The audience doesn't know.
You could always just go, also, Matt Judon gone. What was your reaction to that? You could just do that.
Yeah,
not just Bill's gone, but Matt Judon is gone.
I have no idea why he felt the need to correct it.
I wish people could see the look on Ramondre's face. He's like, why would you do that to me? Why would you do this? What a gem. How could you hate preseason football? I'm sorry. You get the local stuff, the whole flavor. Yeah. I love it. But yeah, Browns and Vikings coming up Saturday, tomorrow, 4:25. You're home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. Your flagship home floor for it. Kickoff at 4:25. Jim Donovan on the call with Gerard Cherry in the booth. Training camp report time. Owen, hit it.
I'm not Training camp update brought to you by Classic Chevy and Classic Ford in Menor.
So in this game tomorrow, there's no real starters of any significance playing. And you know, we have a quote from Daryl coming up. And Mitch is going to go through one of the big rites of passages coming up. More on that at around 7 o'clock. A lot of people worried about the offense here. Matthew Coller, who we share a birthday, by the way, local guy, is in Minnesota. He hosts podcasts and does a lot of media with the Vikings and covers the Vikings, and a really nice guy. He was on Jonathan Peterlin's show last night on the Overtime with Jonathan Peterlin. Matthew Coller, I mean, was as nasty as it gets about the Browns offense here against the Vikings. Hit it.
Destroyed him. Yep, totally crushed him. It was a horrible 2 days for Deshaun Watson, for the entire Browns offense. Watson and Winston threw picks left and right. They were getting sacked all the time. In the two-minute drill, nothing happened at all for the Browns offense. It was one-sided for both teams. It was probably as bad of as far as entertainment value practices you're ever going to see, because the defenses were so much better. I thought Watson looked confused in a lot of ways. I mean, they still completed some passes, but it was 100% one-sided.
You know, everybody's talking about how much of the offense clicked at the Greenbrier. And ever since they've got back, it's kind of one step forward, two steps back. There's been discussion about Deshaun's body language to the point of where they had to have conversations. I read Mary Kay's article about the conversations with him and Jameis Winston, about Jameis Winston kind of helping him clear the mechanism there over in training camp. And some of the frustrations that have played into this training camp since they've returned offensively, where just things seem to work out well for a little bit of flashes. And I got to admit, the way it's described to me and the way it looks from the little I've seen is that, because it's, you know, sometimes far away, but from what I've seen, it's almost been like Deshaun's career. You see these flashes of what could be, and then there's some frustration that plays in.
I thought one of the things most, me included, and I'll say you, I'll say everybody in town, one thing that we probably overlooked was, oh yeah, they're installing a new offense. And we just thought, because Stefanski's here and Watson's here, mm-hmm. and Njoku's here, and now you're getting Nick Chubb back, and you've got Amari Cooper, and you know all the names on the offensive line are names you know, even if they're banged up, they're names you know. Like, I think a lot of people just assume that, oh yeah, they'll be able to inject whatever new plays in there. They're going to be able to figure that out. That stuff takes time. That stuff does take time, and in fact, as we know just in watching the NFL, that's stuff that takes time during the season. Yeah. That's not just for most teams. For most of the NFL, it's not something you can just figure out, especially like the Greenbrier. You're going up against your own guys. You're hearing the same calls. Like, now you're actually seeing another team that is capable, and they've got some dudes on that defense. Well, yeah. It's not going to be easy. See, you're still figuring things out. You're committing penalties.
Exactly
pre-snap.
Right. Exactly right. And this is why, hey, all jokes aside and all, I do believe that Deshaun Watson was probably just trying to be goofy up there at the podium yesterday when he was saying it was news to him. I think I want to agree with Daryl on that, because you have to have a plan. And that's why you have to get these guys out on the field and get them as many live reps as you possibly can. I understand that you don't want to play them against Minnesota. You have a bunch of twos on twos. This has been discussed already between Kevin O'Connell and Kevin Stefanski. And this was agreed upon probably months ago when we first found out about these two teams getting together for joint practices and then for the preseason game on Saturday. But next week in Seattle, it is imperative. And I don't know how it's going to go. It's not imperative that he goes 7-for-8 and they score a touchdown on the opening drive. That's not imperative.
That'd be nice.
It's imperative that they get any information that they can with whatever time that they have together with the ones, and that they can go and say, we did this against Vanilla, or we did this. Maybe Seattle try to blitz here, something in there. Or we could start to work on some of these other things, because it's so very hard when you're going against air or you're going against scout, because you go live so little. You go live so little. So there is, yes, there's time. I mean, you get 90 minutes just about where you can work and do certain things. You get your individual, and there's certain things that are seen. But I think that you are right about it. You can't underestimate the changes that are going on within this offense. What I am afraid of, though, what I do worry about, I'm not worried about this right now. Matthew Coller, I like Matthew Coller. What he said is what he said, and I respect his report. What does worry me, though, is that if they go a month into the season and they're 2-2 and things aren't necessarily the way they want it to go, do you go back to the old ways? Do you kind of do that? Because remember, what happened in Buffalo? Well, this offense, it's a bit wonky. We need to streamline things. And then immediately, yeah, they did start putting up more yards and they put up some more points and they used Ken Dorsey as a scapegoat. You brought Ken Dorsey in here, not to save anything, but to help it. And I don't want it to go the other way. So it might take a minute to get this thing worked out between these guys. 216-474-0092. Is there any worry about this offense? Defense, I like. Defense, I really like. Offense, there is a concern, but I think it's explainable.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.